This is WKSU News. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. A former University of Akron track star and 2016 Olympic bronze medalist has cut ties with his alma mater after the school recently eliminated the men's cross-country team. On Sunday, Clayton Murphy took out a full-page ad in the Akron Beacon Journal in an effort to convince the university to reverse the decision that was part of budget cuts due to the COVID-19 pandemic. I caught up with Murphy, who says he was shocked when he learned about the move.
I remember just being for a couple hours, almost being in denial, being a dream, being like, oh, this isn't real. Two things clicked in my mind is they're actually really saying this is happening is one, and two, my next thought was exactly what I thought. This doesn't make sense at all to cut a cross-country team. Why are they doing this? We should get this reversed. We should really pressure them to reverse this decision.
Reflect back on your time at Akron and your relationship with the university. How did you end up at Akron?
I wanted to go to a big Division I school. It was not getting anywhere where I was really clicking with any coaches. And my dad, for lack of better terms, cold called the track team, called Coach Mitchell, seeing if they were interested. And within 24, 48 hours, Coach Lebede, the distance coach, and my coach now, called me back. And from that initial phone conversation, things just clicked with Coach Lebede and I. And then I went there originally as a mechanical engineer. And Akron's obviously got a fantastic engineering program. So that was a huge draw for me academically because I had no idea where I would be now and running professionally. And I knew I had to have a good degree out of it. And really running was second at that point. I've always been extremely proud when I step on the line at races all around the world to hear them announce like University of Akron NCAA champion or University of Akron graduate.
You've gone on to your career. Why are you still so attached and why does this matter to you?
Yeah, I mean, I think that part of the reason I went there and a lot of the reason I was attracted to it was just the team atmosphere, what Coach Mitchell was building as a program. There was multiple time All-Americans, they were winning MAC championships, and I really wanted to continue that. And a big part of that was to win a cross-country team championship that Akron had never done. And I was really invested into trying to do that for the 3 years I ran there. It was a huge part of coming here. It was really trying to continue that upward success. And since I've left over the last 4 years, they've done nothing but continue that success. And then to see them cut off a major part of that in cross country and then act like it's no big deal was extremely frustrating and disappointing.
So you came out publicly and cut ties with the university. Can you talk about that decision?
I feel like I've done nothing but help and promote and be as much of a role model, image, mentor to guys on the team, to current athletes, to representing the university now on the winter national stage all over the world, to see them not speak with anybody clearly and treat the coaches and the athletes who were cut with respect. It was really disappointing for me.
Now, the university says it cut it because it had to make across-the-board budget cuts. The athletic department had to take some of that. So what's your response to that this was a budget cut?
The fact that men's cross country was an $8,000 expense account for track and field last year. And without even doing any kind of fundraising, without me picking up the phone and calling one person, without a GoFundMe, we raised enough money to cover that program for over 10 years plus, very easily. And like I said, that's without even trying to raise the money. That's just people wanting to donate to help save a program that they've been impacted in some type of way. And 12 to 15 athletes on the team every year. And for this upcoming year, there was only supposed to be 1.2 scholarships that was divvied up amongst those 12 to 15 athletes. That means that there's theoretically 14 athletes who are walking on and paying tuition at the university, which obviously means money in the university's pocket of athletes going there. And then we presented those numbers. And that's when the whole charades of we're not going to tell you why to not even have the opportunity when they say it's a budget thing to be able to privately fund the program is ultimately why I eventually cut my ties.
So what's next in your effort? What's the path forward here?
Yeah, I mean, they continue to say that the decision's been made. They do say that supposedly when the revenue becomes better, they'll reinstate it. But they have yet to come to the table and actually talk. And that's really what we're looking for is a discussion, a true, honest, transparent discussion of why it happened. We're looking to treat these Olympic-type sports, men's golf, women's tennis, cross-country with respect, and why can't they be privately funded if it really was a financial decision? And it really is a fight beyond just getting it reinstated this year. It's really to try to get those Olympic sports with the respect and support that they deserve at the university.
That's former University of Akron track standout Clayton Murphy. In an email, Akron Athletic Director Larry Williams said the university was forced to reduce the entire sports budget by 23% and that all programs are facing cutbacks and layoffs. Williams called it a harsh reality for the university.